This is a program called the Apollo Bay Health Check, and I just checked my health, and look, I'm doing all right, but I've got a couple of interlopers in the studio, Deborah and Nicole. Hi.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Good afternoon, and how's your health?
My health is great and improving.
Okay, who's the stranger here, Nicole?
Bob, I'm delighted to introduce you to a new member of the executive team at Otway Health, Nicole Steers.
Thanks, Deb, and hello, Bob. And yes, my health is excellent at the moment, I hope, and hope it's going in the right direction.
So how long have you been in this Director of Clinical Services chair?
Well, I think this is just going into my fourth week, so early days.
Okay, so you've managed to, you know, throw your weight around and establish
your... Well, I've survived the first month and I'm still there, so that's got to be a good thing.
Okay, good. Talk to the microphone, not to me, that'll be better.
Okay.
You've done this kind of work before?
Yeah, I have. I actually worked in... Well, I've pretty much worked in regional areas all of my career. I'm a nurse by trade, as they say, and most of my life was in Gippsland, so very used to community work, working in regions, working in remote locations, and all the challenges that come with that.
Including reading video text and doing... videos for YouTube. Oh,
apparently.
Yeah, you did well with that.
Thank you.
We're here today to chat about gardening, no?
No. I thought as we're on the end of International Antibiotic Awareness Week, might have a chat about antibiotics this time, Bob.
Yeah.
An important subject that most people in the community should be aware of.
Mm.
So we thought we'd have a bit of a chat about that.
Okay, so antibiotics, when they discovered them, because they didn't invent them, did they? They were a discovery. They saved millions of people's lives, didn't they? Yeah.
It was probably one of the most significant 20th century discoveries.
So, that's great. Get sick, take the pill. What's to know?
Well, you've probably just hit on a very pertinent point, get sick, take the pill. There's a bit of a misunderstanding from a lot of us that pretty much you take an antibiotic for anything.
Mm.
And one of the biggest misconceptions, I think, is if you've got a cold or some sort of viral illness that you pop off to the doctor and get antibiotics. And unfortunately, over time, we have, I guess, for want of a better word, really misused the use of antibiotics. And as such, a lot of those nasty bugs out there now are becoming really resistant. So it's really important that we have a look at, you know, why we take antibiotics, when we take them, and what's the most appropriate use for them.
Okay. So, because the bugs actually learn to fight the antibugs, the antibiotics, don't they? Yeah. Yeah.
Certainly do.
So...
One of the simple messages about antibiotics is, Bob, that bacteria are the bugs that cause many infections, and they're the type of critters that best react to antibiotics. So if the critter that's causing you to be unwell is a virus or some other form of parasite or some other form of critter, and you are prescribed antibiotics, they won't actually... They may mask some of your symptoms, but they actually won't cure or kill off the bug appropriately. And that's what happens when Nicole was just talking about the resistance that can develop. We don't want to be all doom and gloom, because we certainly know that the use of antibiotics over the last probably almost century has been incredible for health and healthcare around the world. And certainly... We can come back to it, but the World Health Organization puts out a lot of information about antibiotics. So we just thought it might be good to have a bit of a general understanding about when, how, and why they work.
Sure. Okay. So...
Over to me. Probably another thing to think about in terms of antibiotic use before we get into all the nuts and bolts of antibiotics is that this whole issue around antibiotics is not just with humans. We have to remember that antibiotics are prescribed for animals in the, obviously pets in the competitive industries and, of course, you know, primary production and all those types of things. So when we're dealing with this whole antibiotic issue, it can't just be seen in the human realm. It actually has to be seen in the animal world as well. So we're working really closely, health services with our veterinary professionals, and making sure that we have a really collective approach. But basically the thing with antibiotics is really understanding do you have a bacterial infection? And really the only way that your doctor can know that is by taking blood. Obviously, clinically, your doctor will make a whole lot of assessments that say they believe it's a bacterial infection, but then they take blood. And what happens then is it goes to the laboratory and the pathologist can have a look and they can actually see what that particular bug is and then advise the doctor on the most appropriate antibiotic to treat that person effectively. And that's really important because what we tend to do with antibiotics often is give what we call broad spectrum antibiotics, which are, it's a bit of like, well, look, you know, we think that this antibiotic, it'll pretty much kill off most of the bugs.
So this is like Amoxil or
Very common sort of ones. And in a lot of cases, they will kill off a lot of bugs. But what, as Deborah said before, a lot of them are now getting really smart, these bugs, and they're starting to know that, you know, some of the antibiotics out there, they already know how they work and they can master them.
Okay. So if your doctor doesn't take blood, if he's going to write you a script for antibiotics and he doesn't take any bloods, do you give him a nudge and say, hey, listen, doc, you sure you know what you're doing?
Well, we're certainly part of the whole antibiotic awareness is really working with every person who works in health. And that, of course, is our general practice doctors who are absolutely significant in this. So part of the education that's going around is around making sure that the doctors are really aware of prescribing the right antibiotics, the right dose, the right time for the right bug, and making sure they are doing reviews and they are, you know, prescribing blood. So I think if, you know, the way medicine works these days is it's a partnership and it's very much about you having that conversation with your doctor having a conversation with you and then going from there. And I think we're all getting a lot better at that.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
And I think the other thing is, Bob, with people being able to describe their symptoms or what it is that's making them feel unwell, the better you can articulate that with your doctor or health practitioner, that also gives them some clues. Mm. And sometimes there are common factors that are good clues that help people work out what's going on. So it might not be that they're necessarily not doing the right thing because they haven't taken blood. You, as a conscientious patient, may have given them enough information that they can draw a good, sound conclusion. And it often depends where you're situated as well, as whether it's easy for blood to be taken and to be tested and analysed. So we've got to be fair to our doctors and our health practitioners that they make the best judgment they can at the time with the information they're given.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I think the key to that is it's not, as Deborah just said, it's not just about taking blood, it's the whole collective assessment. And our GPs are very, very good at doing that. So, it's...
So I'm feeling a bit crook. I've had this tummy bug before and the doc gave me some antibiotics. I've probably got some in the drawer still. I'll just start taking them again?
No. That's the big no. And that's probably something that as community members we're all very guilty of. Mum, Dad, we've got some antibiotics left over from that cold you used to have. I just need a few to knock this bug on the head. Absolutely not. It's really imperative that the antibiotic is prescribed for you for the particular bacterial infection that you have, and it's essential that you finish that course of antibiotics. It's not effective to just stop them halfway. They're prescribed as a full course of treatment, and it's certainly not effective to just pick up somebody else's from the cupboard and, take a few.
I sort of knew that, but it was certainly worth saying again and again, because it's tempting if there is a medication lying around the house, and it doesn't have to be antibiotics, it's tempting if you're a bit crook and you think you know what it is, no, you've got to go down to the doc, and especially here where it's a bit of a trip for a lot of people. Yeah, okay.
You were trying to trick us then, weren't you, Paul?
No, I wasn't. You're far too clever to be tricked so simply. I'll have to lay a better plan, trap.
I would like to reiterate what Nicole just said about the completion of the medications that are prescribed for you, because the way that science works all these things out for us now is that there is a plan, and if you're prescribed your symptoms have asked for a medication to be prescribed that's going to last for 5 days, you might feel better after 2 days, but you stop taking them after 2.5 days and the bug can grow again. And that's where you start this cycle of resistance can start to grow, and you want to stop that, especially with children. Often parents think, oh, the kids feel better, they take them back to childcare, they let them go back to school, and they haven't finished the course of antibiotics, and they're actually doing their child or the person they're caring for a disservice. And we really, really would like to push that message. Please finish the course of medication as prescribed.
Okay, then. What about starting it? I've got a sick kid at home. I'm very alternative. I eat whole wheat flour and grow my own vegetables. The kid's got a snotty beak and whatever, whatever. I just decide, well, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Don't worry with the doctor, don't worry with the antibiotics. It's the other end of the thing, isn't it?
I think we have to be a bit careful about being dictatorial. We can't tell parents how to raise their children. Mm. What we can do is make sure that we provide the information, make sure people are well informed, educated, advised, and people have the right to make their own decisions. Mm. If somebody does decide they'd rather not take their children to the doctor or put them onto any medications, that's absolutely their right. I have to respect their right. What I would ask, though, is that if they could, perhaps keep their children away from other kids, because especially with kids, coughing, spluttering with their messy beaks, as you just suggested, they can pass on bugs very, very easily. Kids don't wash their hands as often as we would like them to. They share toys, they share food, they share cups, all those sorts of things where they can spread the bugs. So my message would be, could you consider perhaps keeping your children away if possible? And I have to respect people's right to parent the way they choose.
Yeah. It was probably my fault for nominating kids. Maybe it's your husband who gets crook and you just tell him to suck it up. What I mean
completely
is there's
different argument there, Bob.
What I mean is there's this fight, because the reason we're talking about antibiotics is because we probably take a few too many, a few too often. But on the other hand, how, you know, is it just a trip to the doctor to find out whether you need them or not? I mean,
Look, it's a tricky one, because there's many, many viruses that we all contract, adults and children, you know, all the time. And antibiotics is not appropriate for them at all. So, and quite often, as you know, your doctor will tell you to keep the fluids up, take Panadol, go home and rest, and that's the most absolutely appropriate treatment. So one could argue, well, I didn't really need to go to the doctors for that. I can manage that. So I think, you know, as adults, we make a lot of decisions based on our knowledge, and we deal with things appropriately. And more often than not, there isn't a requirement to go to the doctor. Mm. However, I think if symptoms really exacerbate and, you know, you've been feeling particularly unwell and you're not getting better, then there's a real argument to go and have that assessment by your GP, who is the health expert, who can make some decisions around, well, you know, what is the best course of action for you. And if in their assessment of you they decide that antibiotics is the most appropriate, then absolutely that's the way we need to go.
We've also got other people in our community that can advise people, like pharmacists, health practitioners, nurses, nurse practitioners, other allied health practitioners. Often they have a general overview of health and well-being. So you may be in a conversation with somebody on your way to the newsagent or on your way to the post office. You bump into the pharmacist, or you're in next door having a coffee and you go into the pharmacist. They can often give you advice and say, look, maybe you do need to get to the doctor and have an antibiotic or whatever. So I think it's about having the conversations and being a bit more aware of things.
Yeah, and the pharmacists have become expert at very tactfully reminding you about how and when these things ought to be taken, and whether or not they need to be taken with alcohol, whether you need to avoid alcohol or take them with food, and those kinds of things. And that it's, you're standing in a public counter and someone, and there's two or three people that you may or may not know around you, and you're a grown-up person, and someone says, do you know what you're doing with this? You know, I mean, that's basically what they're saying. But certainly Aaron here at our local pharmacy is expert at saying, oh, and Bob, don't forget. So So it must be a course of advising crusty old buggers.
Yes, and it is a difficult course to master, and there are some of us that have done PhDs in it, Bob.
And I think, to be fair to our pharmacists, there's been a lot more expectation on our pharmacists, particularly in recent years, around the whole administration of drugs, and they're really an integral part in our whole health management. And I think the upside to that is, how lucky we are to have those people in our community who can support the GPs and support us in making all those right decisions and making sure that we're using our medications, you know, to the best ability and for their absolute use.
Okay. Should we play a little music and
what a great idea.
Regroup? I've got a little Steve Forbit for us today here on 3ABR, the Apollo Bay Health Check, sponsored, of course, by Otway Community Health. This is 3ABR, the Apollo Bay Community Health Check, and I'm joined in the studio, and I'm definitely not falling apart, by Nicole and Deborah. Hi.
Hi.
Allergies.
Allergies.
We're talking about antibiotics today, folk.
It's really, really important that if you have a known allergy or have ever had an allergic reaction to an antibiotic, you must let people know. If your doctor or your health practitioner or the pharmacist, or if you come into hospital, you must let them know about that, because it could be quite detrimental. If not, it could actually kill you if you had an anaphylactic reaction to an antibiotic. So I just can't reiterate enough how important it is for people who know they have an allergy to make sure other people know about it as well.
And most people, if they've got an allergy, they'll know because they've experienced the reaction they have?
Most generally, yes. Yeah. Usually people have had some sort of reaction and they've been able to work it out, and most commonly people will tell them, it appears you've had a reaction to this particular medication. Mm. Please be warned and make sure you tell people from here on in.
Is that a common thing?
It's a lot more common than we think. Mm. I wouldn't like to guess the percentage of it, but, you know, I certainly know in my family there's a couple of people that are allergic to penicillin, for example. Yep. So it is important to be aware of it.
Sure. And why are we talking about antibiotics today?
Well, Bob, it's quite an interesting phenomenon, I guess, of our, you know, current world. Just to put it in perspective, it's estimated that there's about 2 million patients worldwide that acquire what we call healthcare-associated infections, and that's in Europe. And basically most of those are what we call drug-resistant. And that just means that these bugs have become completely resistant to these antibiotics. So they've just become very, very smart. They've worked out that if I'm given this antibiotic, I know how to get around this and I can master you. Now, what that means is that, you know, if we talk 20, 30 years ago, there was antibiotics that we could give for certain bacterias and they would be treated and ended. What's happening now is those same bacterias are coming back and we don't have antibiotics that can actually treat them. And what it means is that essentially we could end up in situations with very, very nasty, what you hear, sort of super bugs, that there's no viable treatment out there for them. So this whole antibiotic awareness is making sure that we use the right antibiotic in the right location, right dose, right time, to ensure that we don't contribute to this resistance. And it's becoming really, really difficult to manage, particularly in hospital settings.
Okay. And this is the dreaded golden staff and all this stuff that is smart and resistant to just
absolutely.
About everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, yes. And what it does is it just really dramatically decreases the chance of, you know, if someone comes into hospital with a bug that, you know, many years ago we could have treated with a range of antibiotics, we don't have that choice. And they end up in a situation where they can become extremely sick, and in fact people can die because there is no treatment for them, appropriate treatment. So it's very serious, and we need to collectively, as health professionals, as a community, look at how we can actually manage this better.
Mm. Yes. I wouldn't like to count the antibiotics that I've had in my life.
Did you finish every course, Bob? That's probably the most important question.
I would say that I finished. I'm a finisher.
That's good. You're a responsible young man who does what he's told. We like to hear that.
I don't know about responsible, but I am a finisher.
One of the things about, as Nicole was just saying, about the resistance and the concern we have with that is if first-line antibiotics don't work, we then have to increase the type of antibiotic that's used, and you increasingly need to go to more expensive, more complex and sometimes harder to obtain medications. And that sets up a whole cascade of challenges for doctors and health professionals in treating the patient. Not that it's always about money, but of course things become more and more expensive, and then it adds to the burden of the cost of our community's diseases and well-being. And so we really need to be conscious about that. And if we can all play our part in making that a better world, it's not just about a green environment, it's about a safe and healthy environment too.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And I think the other aspect of that is when you're going from first line to second line type treatments, those drugs come with their own side effect as well. So whilst you're giving them as an antibiotic or a particular treatment, because they're much more, you know, you're getting into a much more complex arena, they come with those added disadvantages. So all adding to the complexity of what's going on for that patient. So if we can reduce that, it's a good thing.
Okay. So Antibiotic Awareness Week. Is it just over or just started? Or
we're just at the end of that awareness week, and it was driven by the World Health Organization, a very, very good organization who we all admire and respect globally. Mm. And they've had they've been campaigning on this for quite some time now, a number of years, and they always set about with some goals that they would like to achieve. And, of course, it's about the things that we like to talk about here, Bob. Yep. Awareness, informing people, educating people, making sure people understand what it is that affects their own health and well-being for themselves and their families.
Yeah. So if I have some old antibiotics in the cupboard, what do I do with them?
You should
flush them down the toilet?
No, that's not a good idea either. We have to think about the environment with that sort of action. The best thing to do, and I haven't discussed this with the local pharmacy, but I'm sure they'll be delighted that I'm giving them the plug, the best thing to do is to return them to a local pharmacy because they have ways of disposing of medications safely and properly.
Can you trade them in on the next one?
I don't think so. But that's not a bad idea. Maybe there's an opportunity. Maybe we could find an app.
We could do a little promo.
Can we build an app that we could manage that on?
No, I could feel a marketing promo coming on. Trade in your old medications. And if I want to wander into Otway Health and ask, or is it better to go down to the practice and seek more information?
As always, we would always encourage people to give us a call at Otway Health. If you've got any questions, we can certainly direct you to people to answer your questions, the right people for the right time. But when you're down the doctor's, if you have got an appointment, or down the pharmacy and you're chatting to the pharmacist, ask the questions. If you come across somebody within the arena of healthcare, ask the questions.
Indeed. Thank you very much for enlightening us about antibiotics today, ladies. Nicole, welcome.
Thank you, Bob. It's been a pleasure.
We're not sure that you know what you've got yourself in for, but it's a great place to be, and we look forward to seeing and hearing more of you.
Thank you.
Deborah, of course, is now a piece of furniture.
She's a weekly.
I'm boring to everybody now.
She's the weekly regular.
This has been the Apollo Bay Health Check, brought to you by Otway Health on 3ABR.